We say if you don't take your faith to the street, it's not doing much. So we are very involved with social outreach, and we have been from our very inception. The first building built is a building next to us in 1912 North Capitol, which was built as the community center. It was early on used as the first school building and the first church. And then as over the years, it changed into being used by the DC Rec folks over at Harry Thomas, which used to be the old Langley Rec, as a place for the kids in the 60s and 70s used it. The Rec Center basically ran the building. During that time, we also had a senior citizen program running in the lower level. We had the Rec Center taking over the old, rest of the building. Later on, that building now is morphed into used for a number of 12-step programs, Narcotics Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous, Al-Anon. We have 17 groups a week that meet here. So it's part of our social outreach. That's my whole point. People get strengthened on Sunday for social outreach during the week. We also, on the lower level of that building, give out sandwiches a couple times a week, give out clothes. All this is free, of course. We give out 50 bags of groceries every Thursday. We work in conjunction with the Capital Area Food Bank. We have a gym upstairs that's used by everyone in the neighborhood. It's always been the difference of a Catholic church as opposed to some of our other Christian churches in the neighborhood is that we always take the geographic boundaries of the parish very seriously. So our boundaries go from Florida Avenue to Michigan Avenue to 4th Street Northeast to 4th Street Northwest. And that area, basically anybody in that area, no matter if you're Catholic, Baptist, Buddhist, atheist, we don't care. If you come to us and ask for help, if we have the resources, we'll help you. That's why at Thanksgiving we gave out 365 Thanksgiving baskets with frozen turkeys. That's a lot of frozen turkey. We did 2,200 brand new toys at Christmas time, and we fed another 500 people on Thanksgiving downstairs in the church hall and took another 100 meals out to shut-ins. We don't ask people when they call in for help, you know, what religion you are. That's never part of the conversation. The same thing, we never ask what religion you are if you come to the 12-step meetings, if you come to get bags of groceries, you come to get clothes.